This is October 2014. The all day sitting talk. Always surprised me, meaning when I say surprise, a feeling of freshness and newness is here. In watching how, in no time, in the space and quiet that is here, a settling begins to happen. The sound of rustling of leaves, the sound of a plane. A clearing of the throat. Some breathing, moving. But nothing seemed to disturb the quiet. The quiet kind of embrace. With no arms, but in deep quiet, whatever is kind of appearing in consciousness right now. Coughing, some swallowing, breathing here, which is very quiet. It feels like a fresh new sensitivity, a way of being here. Connected and alive, engaging all the senses. Including the mind, because it is perceiving. I am using words that comes from a bank of memory, a learned language and vocabulary and words. That are kind of little tools that they come to kind of facilitate point to what is seen here. With a sense of or the mind to be part of everything, meaning not dominant, not fix into ideas and feeling. Coming from a knowing place that I know what I need to say or not say. From a sense of a talker. A listener. Well, it's not here right now. And if a voice come and say, "Oh, you have to be more clear. Or you have to say more about this." Well, isn't that part of what is happening right now? So it's here. Nothing wrong about it. Because the sense here is that from this kind of, I will say, not knowing, which is not a place, there is not the picking and choosing. What has more value or what doesn't? What is more important and what is less? What is wrong? What is good? But the mind that is engaging in selecting, choosing accordingly, to a whole bunch of ideas and beliefs that came through education, culture, and who knows, that we learn later, engaging in a school, learning through books about spiritual things and what is right, what is wrong, what is the best light to pursue, how relationships should be, role of a mother, son, friends. It's a very complicated kind of thing. Juggling all those value systems that, and they come with the judgment, maybe. When you see that somebody is not behaving as it should in a specific circumstance. It's amazing to watch all that. To watch it in with curiosity, interest that is already not coming from this mind that has fixed itself as the knower, as the one that knows what is right, what is wrong, what is perfect. I mean, I can make a big list of things, and it's for each one to really look for themselves what those commands should and should not are for each one. And kind of question all that. You know, in this curiosity and interest, That's the space to begin to question all that, to behold all that right here, right now, with curiosity, with freshness, like it's the first time that I hear this voice. So what is telling me? What is suggesting here? What is making this voice saying what it's saying? What is the motivation, the motive, what got stirred up, that got all wrapped up about talking with the other person that is not a good person, is angry, is this and that. So what got stirred up? What is making this mind tick and move and say or not say? Because sometimes wants to hide, wants to cover what already there is a judgment, already is thinking that it's a bad thing that needs to be covered. Because somebody else may see it, may judge it, may not like it. And what I am feeling right now, you know, as I speak and share what I have been seeing here, I can feel a sense of kind of imprison that can be. Like in a straight jacket, living in a straight jacket, always wanting to kind of make it right. Correct it. And also looking back in my life and kind of judging what I did. I shouldn't have done it differently if I had the wisdom or the intelligence or the understanding that I have now. It's amazing how this went for reason that I don't know. There is like a gluing together to this thinking and spinning around that happened that really brings a lot of suffering, at least in my life. Because living in this kind of resisting, wanting to secure ourselves, because it's a lot of fear of underlying all this. The fear of being discovered and then not being loved or appreciated. Or maybe feeling broken, incomplete, and kind of making that my image, the victim, somebody that never get it, that always have to be struggling, that always is always falling into the old feeling of not being good enough, not being okay. You name it. And instead of, which I am kind of inviting, and if we can, we can all explore, the conventional way is that this mind has kind of acquired out of conditioning, repeating, habit, become a habit, and is projected everywhere. You see it in books, self-help. So the conventional way, the habit, very strong habit, is to go to look outside, to fix it, to find the right person, teacher, that can tell me what is the right thing to me, for me. In books, in trillions of things, you know, changing, rearranging furniture in the house. Well, now I'm going to do this, you know, strategy, reading the book, and maybe this will work. What I am sharing here is my life, really. I don't call it my life anymore. Because what is my life? What is our life, really? Who are we? So instead of going the old way, well, this is a good question. Am I all that? Who am I really? If that question really grab your heart and energy, which is the same, really engage you. It's a wonderful thing when that happens. Can be many questions. But the important thing is something that really, really grab you. Like for me, it was living in a life that didn't make sense, to make it simple. So I really was wondering about, is it possible to live a life that makes sense? Meaning that I hear people, my mother, father, growing up, or whoever, I love you, I care for you. But didn't felt like that. Didn't felt like love, really. So what is this contradiction? What is love, really? What is caring for each other? Well, my mother is supposed to love me. So all those ideas begin to clash against each other, making a small earthquake very early. Shaking bases. By what? By life kind of revealing contradictions. You know, if the perception is, if the curiosity is there, the perception is clean and in, I will delete that word, is ready to see it. Because the question already, if I can see it here, it's already in space. It's already wandering. It's a break in the cocoon. Some ray of light begin to come in. making things more light, less solid, dark, heavy, begins to break down. By wondering, but truly wonder. Somebody sent me in an email a word of John Tarrant. He's a Zen teacher in the Rinzai tradition that holds retreat in, I think, is Northern California, somewhere there. And he say, the mind of not knowing is not about ignorance, but it's about openness and innocence. And when we are in that mind, he continues saying, not knowing, I am not either important or not important. I can feel the sense of balance, you know, and not hijacking the energy on my behalf, to keep a sense of me, important or not important, somebody. Can be a broken or a wonderful thing. So it's not about ignorance. Because the mind very easily can build an idea about of not knowing. Which is an idea, if we can see it. I can say that it can only be live. Touch. And Krishnamurti saying, coming to mind that really connects with this. Meditation, meaning, because he early speak of, you know, this mind that is humble, that's another word. So meditation cannot be taught to another, cannot be learned from another. Really have to start by not knowing what meditation is and moving from innocence to innocence. I don't know if there is a movement looking right now, but that's the way he expressed it, like innocence, openness, not knowing, here, being here, as Tony kind of point out, maybe 3 years before she passed, I brought my son that came from one retreat way back. And she was kind of telling him what she had been discovering in all those 40, 50 years, I don't know how many she said, of doing this work. And she kind of very simple say, being here, that's all that matters. Being here. Really, you know, when I heard those words, I don't know, was like a real stopping and pausing. And kind of, not with the head, but see the truth of that. Feel it. Just, we don't need to prove to anybody. When it is felt, it's felt, it's clear. Doubt is the mind that is again projecting stories about to doubt or not doubt, or how it is, ideas of how it should be. And then looking right now at this being here, all inclusive, nothing left out because it's not possible. It feels like here we can find connection, because it's being here is connecting, is being together. Which in this togetherness is aliveness. The mind is not engaging in dividing this and that, you and me. So brings aliveness, connection, warm. No distance. Where is the resting of leaf and the wind is? If the mind is quiet. Well, the mind can say, it's over there. So when there is this here-ness, and I saw it very clear how it is possible in every given situation, everyday life, which I am very interested to really watch if it is possible to kind of be in this flow of life, even in a difficult situation, whatever that is. Or maybe beginning to watch the phrase difficult situation, because already is kind of labeling and setting up the whole thing with judgment and. So yesterday and the day before, I have been engaging in helping to cook and prepare for all you guys that are here. big crowd. I don't remember having that crowd, you know, 40-something people before. It's wonderful. Not even Tony's time, my memory, not trusting my memory that much. I haven't been that long, but the feeling is that I haven't seen, you know, such a wonderful crowd of friends. So we were engaging in the cooking and this and that and preparing. I did the soup, I think I did. You will see it and taste it. Bundle of soup. Was a whole army. Feeding a whole army. I have a tendency to blow up things, you know, a huge amount. And then we end up with a lot of leftover. But in that in mind, you know, this time I felt this is working in my benefit, because I think it's better to blow it up than to think that, you know. So anyway, this is the mind kind of some reflection that are coming, but was a sense of low people coming, helping, a cooperation. Cooperation, I love that. And it comes naturally. We don't need to tell the person, you know, please help, or come, or you should do this or that. It just happens. It's contagious. The energy is there, the work is needed, time is given, and each one have their own kind of possibility. There is no comparing, you should do more, the other should do less. It's not none of that. And it just is very contagious, and things got done, and you feel that, well, the floor of the kitchen needed work, and somebody coming and saying, I am, don't need much in housekeeping, so somebody else, Erica, that was volunteering, can go. So it was like a flow, like interchange of jobs and everybody coming up and not feeling division, this is my territory and this is that. Or for this person, when I got home at 3 o'clock, and I could hear my mind say, I am tired. Well, yes, the body was tired, but the head was very free. So how can this brain understand that? That there was a deep a sense of release and free, not worry or anything. At the same time, you know, an aching body, my too long standing up, not being able to sit, to find a chair. When I see those things, it just blow my mind. And I realize in that moment how many fixed ideas I have about work and what tired me and what not. Was clear, discerned by clarity and awareness, silent, whatever you name it, that is possible. And immediately can be some reflection all the time that you were the same, but the mind was very conflicted, worry about this and that, which generate tension in the body. It's so clear. So there is the physical tiredness that is natural because muscles that are not usually engaged, and they ache. But the tiredness that comes from thinking about things and resolving things and worrying about things, this is the extra stuff that I am very interested to really watch. That doesn't feel that we need that. Definitely not. But it's not the thing that now it won't happen. It doesn't work that way, at least in my own life. It happened, it happened. But I can say, in all honesty, that the more this little brain learns that it's possible to find balance, which wants balance, the body's intelligence wants balance and well-being. And it's intelligent, can learn, unlearn, learn. Relearn simultaneously. That the mind learns to facilitate by when it is needed to be quiet. And what is needed to solve things, to plan, is there, full, efficient. Clear thinking, flexible. You know, one idea I have, well, somebody else comes with another idea. If the mind is not fixed, can give it up. And it's not a sense of losing, and now it's the other idea. It's just a sense feeling that we don't own anything, really. Just like a play, can be fun, can be joyful, or can be miserable. I just will end with a phrase that is coming, so I will throw it out, of Krishnamurti, saying, let me see if I can pull it out. I was talking about meditation, being here. And clarifying and saying, it's not an intellectual affair. I think he used that word. But he says, when the heart enters the mind, enters into the mind, then the mind acquires a completely different quality. And become limitless, that's what he said, limitless in the thinking and also in efficiency. And also, and very important, recognize that is part of everything. That is one element in a broad in life. So he finished saying, Meditation is the movement of love. I will end the words here.